Joe Cortez here on Extra Time with my sidekick here, John Zimmel. John.
Yes, sir.
Boxing has gotten to the point where it's a lot of concern, just like there is in football.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fans are saying these concussions. What's going on out there?
Yeah, the more we learn, the more that we have to talk about it in these sports. I mean, something no one even thought about a few years ago or many years ago, no one would have thought about. Now, I mean, the more we're learning about CTE and all these different concussion symptoms and what they can do and compound concussions, it's starting to take a look at our sport as well.
Exactly. You know, I was talking to a Dr. Charlie Burnick, who's he does the research on the brain injuries for fighters, MMA, and football at the Cleveland Clinic here in Las Vegas. And he's doing a study for a number of years. He has over 700 athletes that he's been following.
Oh, wow.
And this Friday, I'm going to meet with him again to go over some more studies that we're coming up with, try to be more precise on the way we do the studies on the fighters. And they're going to be like following a fighter for his last 15 fights and maybe watch a video of his last 15 fights. So we can determine more or less the concussions when he got buzzed, he got knocked out, and maybe try to keep a track and see when maybe it should have been stopped sooner, a punch sooner than a punch too late.
Yeah.
Or maybe the fight should have not continued to the later rounds. You know, and one of the things I've always been talking about is if a fighter is definitely outclassed, and you can see he's outclassed, I told my colleagues, referees, when I was refereeing, I would jump in there and stop the fights a little sooner than later, because I don't want to see these fighters take unnecessary punishment.
No, nobody wants to see that, man. You know? I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and if the guy's definitely outclassed, you know what, let's stop the fight.
I agree.
You know, I think that in boxing, the seminars that we have with the fighters on a regular basis, and we have fighters,
You host the thing for WBO, right?
Yeah, WBO, and you have the...
I think that's important, the way you do your different training segments, the way you do talk to referees, the way you talk to judges, the way you talk to the fighters and the coaches and the trainers. I mean, talk about a little bit about how you do that, what you do with those seminars, because I think that's really interesting, and it's got to be good for the sport in the long term.
Yeah, well, you know, talking to the referees, we try to explain. We put videotapes of fights that are taking place, and we see, you know, when a fight gets to go too long, when referees should have stopped it sooner. But we have doctors also invited to these seminars that we give, so doctors can explain a little bit more on the medical side, you know, because we are not doctors, but we learn from doctors.
Of course.
They try to explain to us, you know, what's taking place and how is it that your brain gets punched around. It goes, you know, from one side of the head to the other. Inside, it's like a rose on a stem, and every time you get punched with a shot, with a left or a right, your brain inside is going this way, going that way, you know, going different ways, and this is where you have these little tears inside your the little veins.
They call them subconcussions.
Yeah, and they have these little veins inside there that get torn a little bit. There's a little leakage goes on in there. And these fighters, they have, or even in football, you know, they're looking at football too. These guys, when they hit that ground, bang! I mean,
when they hit helmets to helmets, when they hit the ground, when they hit anything.
Yeah, you know, they're coming out with some new helmets now.
Yeah, they're trying. I think football and boxing, I think, as sad as it is to say, it's just part of the sport, man. You're not going to take head injuries out, but you can make them safer.
Yeah, you're trying to minimize.
Exactly, the best you can.
The best you can.
And with football, I mean, that was their problem, was they hid it from the athletes. You know, they had all this information and they acted like they didn't. And that's horrific. And what's going on, that never happened in boxing. The sport's been very open about what's happening, and they've been trying to find more in the seminars, and they've been trying to make it safer, which is nice.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of fighters out there that go through these studies, and some are doing very well, and some are just, they don't realize their symptoms, you know, because they don't show any symptoms right now.
No, man, it happens so long.
But that's why they're doing the study now, so we can look at them 10 years down the line, 15 years, see where they are then compared to today. And it's taken a while, but we're trying to see how we can improve, at least them remembering some of these fighters that I know of have some memory loss.
Oh, yeah.
And but one thing that they don't seem to forget is how to punch the bag. And how
that's
to punch,
that muscle memory.
Yeah, and how to punch the speed bag, things like that.
I'll tell you, I've actually been through, I've had a brain injury in the past, and I know how it affects your memory.
How was your brain injury, from punches or what?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't from punches. I fell. But I had a brain bleed, and I mean, I'm still kind of, this was only about 4 months ago, and I'm still kind of struggling with where you notice the short-term memory, certain things people tell you, and you just, it blanks out, and I'm concerned about long-term effects from it. And so, like, I can relate to a lot of these things that these fighters see, and this is just one or two things for me. For them, I mean, I've been to the hospital twice with brain injuries. These guys, it happens every day in the gym, every day in the, so the best we can do is try and make this as safe as we can for our fighters that we love, and try and make it as good of a sport as we can make it.
Okay, you heard it there from John Zemo, Joe Cortez with Extra Time.